Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Guess what? It's Thursday.
Oh.
And that means tonight's. Thank you, Morgan. Tonight's the night. Oh, yeah. Vinny's side piece. It gets done tonight on Thursday, 7 o'clock on All 105. It's an hour of heavier classic. Oh, there we go. Tonight's the night, everybody. Pretty sure that song's not in the playlist.
The playlist this week came out really good, though. I'm really excited.
You always
for
post
all
that
you
on
to hear it.
Fridays, so if people want to recreate it themselves, they certainly can. But or you could just listen to it. Come on,
Soundgarden.
Which
is a staple.
Song?
Outshined is the one, and I don't know what your experience with the '90s rock music explosion out of Seattle was, but I was doing a radio show working in San Diego at the time. And so these bands were coming out, like you just go on another Seattle band and they're excellent. Mm-hmm. But Outshined was the first big radio song by Soundgarden. And I still love it. It's still my favorite. I just think it's so heavy and
they're amazing. I'm with you.
Right.
And it's, you know, it's so tragic that he is gone.
Agreed.
For many years, like just the ultimate rock voice, that guy.
You know
it's
what
incredible.
I was thinking about too, as I recorded my side piece yesterday or last night, I should say. I know 2020 has been, you know, crummy for a lot of different reasons. It's been hard. It's been difficult. It's been challenging at the very least.
Mm-hmm.
2021 is looking like it's going to be the best concert year of our entire lives, though. Like, I'm actually starting to think I need to save money and take vitamins and get ready for 2021 because and start getting more sleep, too, because there's going to be so many people in the entertainment industry hitting the road the minute it's an option, right?
You're not wrong. That is, people are... Look, this is livelihood for such a huge people that you might think of the artists and go, oh, well, you know, you two will be okay. But, you know, the road crews and the support staff and the people who work at these places that these concerts are held, like nobody can wait to get back to work.
Right.
They're all so excited. And that's going to be one of the toughest sectors to reopen. The whole point of a concert for a lot of people is to be in the crush of a crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And feel that energy rippling through the place. So it's, I don't know if it's going to be 2021. You know, people they're saying that's kind of the final stage. But it's coming back and people can't wait. You are not wrong about
right.
that. Right. All right, hit it.
The Radio Alice Report.
Oh, darn, I have a thing to say. Hold on.
Oh, God, say your thing.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There's a time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like this, actions speak louder than words. Fremont Bank have been proactively working with Bay Area families and business owners on custom debt relief programs to keep people in their homes and keep local businesses in business. That's Fremont Bank, everyone.
Thank you, Fremont Bank.
Here's what's happening. Cooler today than it's been, but still nice. In fact, maybe perfect. As
oh, yeah?
It'll be, well, I mean, you know, 10 degrees off of yesterday is perfect.
It is about perfect.
I will take it. So where to begin? I will start with a few things on the coronavirus as places are opening up all over the place now. And a lot of places, even as we're starting to see some spikes come up from Memorial Day, and we probably expect to see spikes from the many protests. And by the way, the protests have been everywhere. So mm-hmm. it's not specific to LA or specific to San Francisco or Oakland. There was a protest down the street near my house here in Scotts Valley, and there's protests in Santa Cruz. They're all over the world for that matter. So there will be some spikes due to that. It's expected.
And kind yet, of inevitable, you know,
right.
If you can't gather, that's the whole point.
Most governors are like, we are not closing back up. They just feel like the economy and the just the hope of coming back
right.
has really been a positive for everybody, frankly. It's a good thing. Although here's the spike. The CDC document from Tuesday shows the U.S. just had its biggest spike yet, a 36.5% increase in daily coronavirus cases.
Oh, boy.
One of the big hot spots, and that was no pun intended, Arizona is seeing a lot of cases. And I don't know if they shut down. Actually, I'm sure they didn't shut down like California did, because California was one of the most shut down states.
We remain one of the most shut down states. Yeah, I don't know. You know, a lot of people retire there. I get scared when I hear about these places, you know, that are home to a lot of older people who are, you know, living out their retirement in paradise.
Right.
You know, they're among the most vulnerable. Like, I'm so scared. I just don't even like to think about Florida, because, you know, they actually have a lot of cases there.
No, I know your family's there, and they're also very...
old.
No, I was going to say...
nonchalant?
Yeah. Yes.
They're just, you know...
I want to be tender with my wording here.
Give me liberty or give me death. Yeah. Or you could just put a mask on and try not to die. I don't know. Is it really so hard to put a mask on?
The cases of COVID-19 in Arizona have spiked over the past 2 weeks. They say this is definitely not attributed to an increase in testing. So it probably has to do with them opening up, and maybe too soon. It's alarming. But again, you can find the story. There's a couple of them out there now, as governors are like, we're not going back. We're seeing businesses start to reopen. A lot of places have been dependent on the dates that have been set. Like, we really want to be open and working again.
We stretched our money to that date, and we can't go further.
And you know, one of the stories, and I'm kind of jumping around here, but it's about bars getting to reopen. And that's something that Gavin was saying, you know, look, it's going to be specific counties counties that will decide, you know, when you can. San Francisco, the mayor London Breed has said mid-August, everybody, for your bars.
Mm.
And so they're going to be counting on those dates, because as I read the story, there are bar owners that are buying the partitions to keep the bartenders safe from the people. They're going to have masks, which that's a weird thing to be serving drinks to people and expecting them to keep their mask on. I don't know how that's going to be possible, but maybe that's partly for show.
You know, right. It's hard. You know, we've learned a lot in the last 3 months. We really have. And so while things are opening up, I feel like, okay, well, people get that they need to not be standing in each other's faces and spitting sputum. Like, the mask it's a given. It's, you're not going to see a lot of people, not in California anyway, Mom, without their mask on out in public. So that'll help. And, you know, we'll resume. And the thing is, like we were talking about earlier, this wasn't about nobody getting the virus. This was about slowing it so that it can be handled. And in the past 3 months, hospitals have stepped up their game, and
right.
supplies have become more readily available. You know,
so from
not
that standpoint,
there
it worked. Absolutely.
Right. And so they'll be able to handle it. You know, we've all isn't that what they said? Most of us have to get it for there to be herd immunity. I'm dying to see. I'm dying to see if John's test comes. I think he's getting it. It's either tomorrow or Monday. He's getting the antibody test to see if he did, in fact, have it at
People
one point.
People have written to ask you about the results, and
we
just
don't
find...
have them, and I don't know, you know, I don't know how long that takes. But also, can someone get reinfected? That, I still have not heard anything sort of declarative about whether or not you can get it again.
Well, maybe they're being more careful with their declarations, since often they have to eat them
right.
a day or two later. Here's a couple
Don't wear
quick...
masks. Do wear
Let me,
masks.
Right. Let me run through a few of these things. Dr. Sorry. Anthony Fauci says the U.S. government will fund and run studies on 3 potential coronavirus vaccines over the next 3 months. Quote, the coronavirus vaccine effort is progressing very well. That is good news. Also, a lot of people are getting to go back to work right now, and it's better news than they even expected in terms of how it's sort of jump-starting the economy. So that is really good news. The bad news here, and it's not a surprise, we've seen pictures of people at airports. U.S. Airlines had their lowest passenger numbers in April since 1974.
Wow.
Think about that for a second. The lowest passenger numbers in April since 1974. Last April, 76.1 million people flew domestically. This April, it was 2.8 million.
Wow.
I could be here a while coming up with the percentage drop. I don't.
It's a lot.
We'll just skip.
Let's go with large, large drop.
Right.
Well, every time you see anyone posting on Instagram from the airport, they're always like, holy crap, it's a freaking ghost town.
Man. Yeah. Yes. 9 out of 10 Americans say the pandemic gives businesses an opportunity to reset things and start doing right by their employees, clients, communities, and the planet. That not to say, I guess, in a way, you're accusing most companies of doing wrong by all of those people. But I do see that. I see, you know, the time you have had not doing business may have allowed you to get to things you've been putting off.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly know that around the house. I've, you know, I tightened up, cinched up, done all the things. I find myself going, wow, I really may need to do a walk around the grounds and see if there's anything else I can screw with, because I'm pretty well done. You know, that feeling where you just kind of, well, but I would walk right by weeds. So, I mean, I understand that you're, by your standards, I've got a lot of work to do.
Well, you definitely need to decorate those blank walls behind you. I mean, I'm starting to really fixate on that.
Right here my shoulder. Look, I got a parrot on my shoulder.
You do. The one drawing from your daughter, it's just not enough. I really need to see some, you know. I like the idea of the on-air sign and
You know what, I'll do that in the break. I was busy because I got a lot of stuff I still want to do on this particular break. This is let me finish this. Let me see what time we are at. Okay. I thought this was funny, and if I never met my wife, I wouldn't know this quite as well. So here's the story. The UK's Prime Minister Boris Johnson has confirmed that the changes to the lockdown in the country on Saturday will now make it okay for single people to go do it with each other.
Oh, wow.
You can go do it with someone you don't live with for the first time since March 23rd. Now, the thing that occurred to me is, who the hell's going to listen to that rule? And what, are you going to narc on yourself? Of course you're not. Like, how are you going to get caught? But I realized if that rule was put in place, people like Christina would follow that rule.
Yes.
She's a rule follower. She just needs to hear the rule and knows that that's what she'll do. To me, I'm like, well, that's a suggestion.
Yeah.
And a bad one. So let's do that.
Yeah. Because I'm a single guy and I have this dating app in my hand, and this chick's interested in me, and I'm thinking I'm going to go bone her.
But in the UK, for all the rule followers, you've just been set free. Congratulations.
Hooray.
They're saying here, New York City's health department has updated its coronavirus safe sex recommendation and says its best ideas, quote, video dates, sexting, subscription-based fan platforms, and sexy Zoom parties or chat rooms.
Oh.
But if you have to do it face-to-face, wear face covering.
We're going to kiss through the mask.
And you're not going to kiss Australia with that. I mean, how are you going to do that?
Well, you can still rub around in Australia, you know, with that on.
How long has it been, Sarah
Clark?
It doesn't
work for you as much as it might work for me, but, you know, it's something. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It just reminds me of that term dry humping, where your clothes are still on, but there's...
You're separated, but equal.
Boy, you're really trying to break through.
We are.
You know, I mean, that's such a 13-year-old thing, but okay, anyway, let me get to this. How long has it been since you've hugged someone that you don't live with?
Other than the people that I live with?
Yes.
Well, it's been, let's see, how long have we been on the 13 weeks, 4 days? I would say it was 4 or 5 days before that.
Half of Americans say they haven't hugged somebody that they don't live with since the lockdown began.
Yeah. You know, we had the last guest we had in studio in person was Yule from Survivor.
I don't believe that's true. I think it was Sting.
Oh, I think Sting was before that.
Is that right?
I think so. You know, I'm not positive.
No.
Hold on. I think it was Yule because we did those jokey pictures.
Right. I didn't have pictures in my phone of Yule. That's why I'm thinking it's Sting. It's just because of the pictures that I had on my phone.
Well, either way, a guest that week, I want to say that we did hug Yule. Because at first we were like, oh, ha ha, we got to stand apart in this photo. And then in the next one, we're all arms slung. So I don't remember specifically hugging him. But I feel like I probably did. And I don't know. But I don't think after that, I don't think any of us hugged. So I'm going to say the last person outside my family I hugged was Yule.
All right. Well, half of Americans haven't done it since the lockdown began. Although, you know, things are loosening up. So they're saying here now that, you know, 23% of us have hugged someone in the last week.
Oh.
So.
Wow.
And I know the missus is going to go to one of her best friend's birthdays is coming. Oh, this might be a surprise. I didn't say that.
You are so screwed.
I didn't do that.
Can we delete that?
At all. It doesn't matter. It's just and my big yapper. Mm. Hey, by the way, a hug is safer than shaking hands when it comes to spreading the coronavirus. I can't believe I just did that. I'm so stupid.
Don't. Just move on from it. Yeah,
a hug
I can
is safer than shaking hands.
A hug
hands.
Being safer because the hands are supposedly the place. Also, the face-to-face is also the place. And if you're throwing your head over someone's shoulder and off onto their back, you know, that seems safer. I miss hugging so much. Like,
you
I'm
do?
Not. Yeah, I do. You know, I and it's funny, too, because sometimes my son, he clearly needs a hug. And he's like, oh, do you need a hug? I'm like, yes, I do need a hug. Clearly, you know, whatever. Let's hug for a while. And that is nice. But, you know, when you're sort of surrounded by your family all the time, like, you don't necessarily think to myself, oh, I got to hug these people every day. And so even as you're talking about it, I'm thinking about, like I want to hug Jane. I want to hug you. I want to hug, you know.
Agreed.
My pals.
Well, we talked about this. This was probably a month ago. But, yeah, Christina has been like, you know, I forget what the incident was, but she was like, hey, do you want to come down and hang out with us? I'm like, I hang out with you all the time. Let me play guitar for crying out loud. But it's true. Just because you're in the same space living life does not mean you're actually spending quality time. There's a difference for sure.
If anything, you're a little resentful. So you might want to just reach out and pull those people into a hug. You know, it's been a long time since we've done hugging on the regular, you know.
Anyway, one last thing and then I got to go. Okay. Disneyland will reopen to, I believe it's an appointment only system. So you're going to have to probably look into it. But they're going to reopen on July 17th. So this just continues to be good news from that
this
standpoint.
This may be the time to go, too, because if they are limiting the guests in the park, that also means shorter wait times for stuff. And I mean, that place can get thick with people. So this might be a great time to go.
Mm-hmm. I agree. So I may be looking into that. Yeah, absolutely. I want to go. I mean, it's going to be weird to.
Yep.
The whole thing will be weird.
Getting there, staying there.
Even if we're there for 3 hours.
Yeah.
You know, that's more fun than we've had in 2020.
Right.
In the whole year.
This is awesome. All right, I'll take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.